If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
When I was in Rome, I sat at a little trattoria, which is an outdoor restaurant, and I sat there and I asked for some spaghetti, and they brought me the spaghetti, and it was only enough for the palm of my hand. That's a serving. In America, we have a whole plate full. And you'd be surprised that when I ate that little serving, I was full. I had enough, you see. But we eat by our eyes, not by our minds. And this is the reason why we're finding ourselves unhealthy, and we have problems with certain things in our country, because when the Spirit of God is dealing with us and we develop a spiritual hunger, we go to the refrigerator. Because we can't distinguish between hungers. So we grab something to eat when it's really the Lord pulling you. And so here Elijah is trying to have God respond with this great and powerful demonstration. Why? Because Jezebel has threatened him and he needs for God to defend him. Just like you and I, when someone does us wrong, here's what we'll say. You know, God said, touch not his anointed. So you think you're going to get away with this? All right, you treat me like that, your whole business is going to fail. Like God is your personal hitman. But it breaks your heart when he causes the unrighteous to be prosperous and spread like a Green Bay tree. You should not be vindictive. Vengeance belongs to God. And God repays his own way. And the Bible says that love doesn't rejoice when bad things happen. I marvel at America. America is the most hypocritical nation on this planet. They want perfection out of candidate Trump. And they want perfection out of candidate Clinton. But they don't want a Christian to run. The man says some derogatory things about women 11 years ago, and now they want to disqualify him from being president because of what he said 11 years ago. Well, my God. President Kennedy used to sneak women into the White House while Jackie was traveling the world. He'd sneak them in an underground tunnel. You're not going to get perfection from imperfect people. And as a Christian, you shouldn't be laughing and happy about it. Look at it. Look at what this fool is doing. No. Because if you keep speaking negatively about him, you're going to force God to put him in office. You're going to force God. Because if you ever read in the scriptures and look at your own life, what did Job say? Job said, the thing I feared the most has come upon me. So just stop talking about him. Just leave it with God. Because God has a way of letting the thing you complain, like the person that you don't want to submit to, God has a way of making them the executive director. And it's your fault. Because had you not demonstrated to God the arrogance that said, I don't want to submit to them. Watch this. The Lord wasn't in the earthquake. Then after the earthquake, he sent a fire and the Lord was not in the fire. In other words, no physical demonstration. You're looking for God to shake up the world. We even say that AIDS is the result of homosexuality. So it's their fault. No, it's not. There are people who have nothing to do with that lifestyle. They didn't create AIDS. Christians, oh, the reason why the hurricane came is because of the sins of America. Well, come on now. If that were true, we should have hurricanes every day. And they wouldn't just stop in Florida and mess up Disney World. Do you know they closed on Thursday and Friday? Now, you know that wasn't God. God, it had nothing to do with that hurricane. That was not judgment. You don't judge the mouse. The mouse is holy. But here we go. Oh, it came up from Haiti because they practice voodoo. There are people in your neighborhood that practice voodoo. There are people in the church that practice witchcraft. The Lord was not in the wind, the earthquake. He was not in the fire. But the King James says, and after the fire, a still small voice. The grammar isn't totally correct here. It should read, after the fire, in a voice that's still small, God spoke. He said, and know that I am God. Calm your mind. And know that I have everything under control. When you lack these abilities, you need a refilling. When your mind is racing and you're in a turmoil and you don't know what to do with your current situation, you just need a refilling. You go back to God and say, fill me afresh, Lord, because my mind is racing and I don't know how I'm going to make it and my finances are all messed up. And you notice that when the Spirit comes with the filling, the one thing He brings is peace. And when you lack peace, that means you need a refilling. A refilling. And notice, I'm going to conclude with this, but it's not the end of the barometer. And it was so that when Elijah heard the still small voice, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And that same voice that spoke to him in the 9th verse spoke again unto him in the 13th verse and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? It is apparent that God did not want to hear his excuse of verse 10. God is not interested in your self-pity. He said, because your reward is great in heaven. Oh, Pastor, you don't understand. I'm just tired of going through. And that's why God continues to let it hit you until you learn to praise Him while you're going through. Do you know that this life is a life of joy? He doesn't say the misery of the Lord is your strength. It said the joy of the Lord is your strength. Stop your whining.
Pastor, nobody likes me.
Do you like you? Then get on with it. All this whining just indicates that you need another filling. Now the Bible tells us that we're to keep being filled, and He gives us one illustration in Acts chapter 4 where they gathered together and prayed, and the Bible says they were filled, and they were already filled from before, but now after so much persecution, the anointing was being used up, and they needed another filling. Today, you and I are under persecution. And many of you, truth be told, your greatest battles are at night. Satan waits for you. He don't bother you all day, but he'll come at you at night. Why? Because witches work between the hours of 12 and 3 a.m. The powers of darkness are intensified between those hours. And if you chart your demonic battles, you will find that they intensify in the wee small hours of the morning. And yet David says that God gives his beloved sweet sleep so that we may override the powers of darkness by being filled with the Spirit. If I may suggest something to you, that prior to going to bed at night, kneel before the presence of our Almighty God or sit in a chair and ask Him to refill you before you go to sleep. To go into praise like you've never experienced before you go to sleep. And I guarantee you that your sleep will be filled with peace. Because He will give His angels charge over you. And they will keep you in all of your ways. And prevent you from even stubbing your foot against a stone of Satan. The first indicator that you need a refilling is when you feel alone and you become full of self-pity. So-and-so did this to me. So-and-so did that to me. Oh, beloved of God, Nehemiah was burdened by God for his people in the city of Jerusalem. He inquires as to their well-being, only to find that the city was in destruction and the gates had been burned down. He began to pray and sought the Lord. It affected him so much so that the king looked at him and said, "This is just sorrow of heart. You are hurting on the inside." He said, "So I'm going to free you to go and satisfy that longing." He goes down to the city and he finds it exactly as reported. He marshals some people to assist him in the effort of rebuilding the city for God. During the course of his building, he was met by individuals who kept wanting to pull him off the wall. In short, they wanted him to lose sight of the vision. You see, he knew that if I came off the wall to argue with you, if I came off the wall to engage you in foolishness, then the work would not be completed. And so when Tobiah and Sanballat and Geshem said, "Come on down," and it's interesting that they said, "Come down to the plain of Ono." And his response was, "Oh no, why should I leave the work to come and deal with idiots?" He said, "I'm doing a good work and I will not come down." You see, when you need a refilling, you come down to deal with idiocy. I'm not talking about meeting with people. No, I'm talking about coming off the wall to feel sorry for yourself and spend so much time analyzing why someone has done you wrong. Just write a song about it. That's all. Just sit down and write a song. "I was doing my job at the church, and the devil got into the people. They began to talk about me, saying things that weren't true. But I began to praise the Lord." That Bible said, make melody. Turn it around. Don't let the devil know that something is hurting you. I used to tell my daughter and my godson, "Don't you ever let strangers see you cry. Save it for home. Don't let people know they've gotten the better of you. Save it for the altar." I sit at this altar and cry to God. Nobody else in this place. Till he refills me. Then I can go confront my enemy. Never from weakness, but always from strength.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10216A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.